Grace, mercy, and peace be multiplied to you from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Punishing the bearer of bad news won't change the news that he brought. So says the wry adage, don't kill the messenger. And now that brings up a question. Does the treatment of the messengers who bring the gospel have anything to do with how the message is received? It may be surprising to learn that this is precisely the subject of today's reading from the last verses of Matthew chapter 10. And not only that, but the entire 10th chapter of St. Matthew's gospel deals with this same issue. The chapter begins with Jesus calling to himself the 12, giving them power over all manner of sickness and disease and unclean spirits, and sending them out to preach the gospel. He told them they could expect rejection, persecution, hatred, beating, prison, torture, and death as their reward. Likewise, he made it plain that they should not expect wealth, ease, honor, and comfort in this life. Listen to some of the phrases and expressions in that chapter. Behold, I send you out as sheep in the midst of wolves. You will be hated by all for my name's sake. A disciple is not above his teacher. Do not think that I came to bring peace on earth, but a sword. All that and more in this 10th chapter of St. Matthew's Gospel. It is sobering for a preacher, or for one who aspires to be a preacher, to read this chapter. Embracing the gospel, either to confess it or to preach it, is not a ticket to prosperity, health, and happiness in this world. You have heard it often said. To imagine otherwise is a theology of glory. Then, after all these dire warnings, Jesus closes his discourse by saying, he who receives you receives me. And he who receives me receives him who sent me. These are not words intended merely to soften some of the blows that he had delivered throughout the chapter. Nor are they about salvaging a little honor and dignity. They are about the gospel. When the gospel is preached, it will either be believed or rejected, mostly the latter. It has been that way from the beginning. God himself was rejected of men. You killed the prophets and stoned those who were sent to you. Jesus would say later through the pen of this same evangelist. It is still the same today. The gospel is preached, but many pews are empty. And sometimes we may observe also even in our own chapel. We should fear and love God that we may not despise preaching and his word. The preaching of the 12 suffered more than benign neglect. These emissaries of the Lord, were hated for his name's sake. It is not much different in our own time. Is the gospel some terrible threat to society, that those who bear it and proclaim it are hated, despised, persecuted. It doesn't make sense, but the rejection of the gospel still manifests itself in hostility, persecution, murder, and the simple mistreatment of those who preach it, those who minister the word of life. All this is background to Jesus' words in today's lesson. He who receives a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. You see, it happens the other way too. Christ's kingdom comes. The heavenly Father bestows his Holy Spirit through preaching, through water, through body and blood, through the absolving word. By his grace, people believe his holy word and lead a godly life. They gladly hear and learn. What then happens when the word takes root and bears fruit? It becomes evident also in the way that the ministers of the gospel are treated and received. That's what Jesus means when he says, "He who receives you receives me, and he who receives me receives him who sent me." He speaks even of the least of these, not talking about children here, as he did on another occasion when he spoke of the least of these, but he is speaking about those who go out to preach the gospel. And in all this, he's not giving a command, "You better treat the preacher right or else," but he is stating it as a fact. That is the way it is. Those who hear the word, those who hear and receive the gospel, honor and receive those who bring the gospel. And so Luther understood when he set forth that portion of the table of duties that has to do with what hearers owe to their pastors. "Let him who is taught in the word communicate unto him who teaches in all good things." This is not a call for fairness or practicality or efficiency. It is not an argument that says your pastor spent years of study at the seminary, so it would be a waste of his time and talent for him to be a worker priest. No, the apostle here simply recognizes that hearers receive their pastors as they receive Christ. Many other places in Scripture speak in the same way, and they encourage hearers to give expression to the gratitude of their hearts. Those expressions may be small, as we see in the words of today's lesson. They may indeed amount to nothing as far as the world is concerned, for neither a cup of cold water or a widow's mite, for that matter, would appear to be very significant in the world's estimation. But they represent expressions of a faith which clings to Christ for forgiveness, life, and salvation, and of one who gives such expression, Jesus says, "I say to you, he shall by no means lose his reward." It is a precious and wonderful gospel that you embrace and that you are preparing to preach. It is the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believes. Although it has many enemies, and although you, as a preacher of that gospel, will endure contempt, cynicism, and perhaps worse, some will hear. And he who hears you hears Christ. And he who hears Christ hears the Father who sent him. And so we pray, "Thy kingdom come." In the name of the Father and of the Son, Holy Spirit.